All right. I think everybody wants to be happy. But there are a few things you have to do before you get there, especially if you're struggling. And this came up earlier this week, so I wanted to go back over it. Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And this is a pyramid of things you have to do if you want to get to the very tippy-top self-actualization, feeling good about yourself, all the confidence, everything that goes with it. The very basic needs at the very bottom: food, water, oxygen, sleep, shelter. If you don't have those things, you can't focus on the others. Those are just the basic needs of survival. After that, you have safety needs. If you are not safe from physical danger, if you are in an emotionally abusive or physically abusive environment, you can't move on to the other levels. You have to be safe. Healthy physical and emotional habits and a safe place for you to be. After that, you get love and belonging. You get friendships. You get community, connecting with others, which is also such an important part of being a happy human. Everybody needs to love and be loved in whatever capacity that is. It doesn't have to be romantic, but you have to have connections with other people. The more you close yourself off, the more you close yourself off, and the worse it gets. And then after that, you get your esteem needs, and you get confidence and strength and independence and dignity and achievement and respect. And I think we all want to jump to that one. And the annoying thing about it is that if you have not met the most basic of needs, if you go to a therapist, first thing they're going to ask you is like, okay, have you gotten enough sleep? Have you eaten right? Have you done some physical activity? And have you gotten some sunshine? Try those things for a month. And it's annoying because people say, no, this is bigger than that.
Yeah.
This is, and sometimes it is. I'm not denying that people might need medication, therapy, any of those things, but you have to start with the basics if you're going to move on to the other things. So start with those first. So if you're down, like really, I was just reading a study about how people who got enough sleep for 1 month felt 5 years younger than they are. If you're feeling older, just two nights of poor sleep makes you feel 4.5 to 10 years older than you are. And it is hard to feel good about yourself when you feel like you don't even feel your age. You're feeling older. It's the most basic things. Do those for yourself first so you can keep moving onward and upward.
Lot to think about there.
Okay.
I love that. Yeah.
I know you don't do the basic thing. You got to do the basic things. You have to eat right. You have to get some sleep. You have to get some sort of physical activity. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be a big thing, but that's the first things they're going to ask you. Like, well, did you do this? Well, no, but I'm having a hard time right now. Okay. But start with this first and see if it doesn't help.